when you looking at hip hop as a whole right now, do you think like hip hop is going down?
Focus on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta focus on yourself.
I could have Shug Knighted some shit.
Yeah.
So.
You like a real 90s baby, like early 90s baby. Yeah, the West Coast influenced anybody. You can't say it didn't.
Told you. What I say?
Ferrari cost 600,000. Stop playing with me. Hunters with the blue faces, feeling nipsy. Louis V briefcases, getting tipsy. Keep it with me, it's a murder if a nigga tempt me. The streets talking, you niggas know what it do. With some money, I could never imagine you. I be ducked off, I ain't got nothing to prove. I'm in Malibu with a nigga fool. 400.
Welcome back to the 400 podcast. I'm your host Stevie, of course. To my left, I got none other, YG. Before we even start, I just feel like it's necessary because, like I told y'all on episodes prior, we not doing no weak shit. We not just interviewing no lollipop-ass niggas. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I want to start off by saying this man has been nominated for a Grammy, multi-platinum, more than one time, because some of y'all forget what multi is. I always tell you that multi mean time at the time, creative director. Global phenomenon. Global, around the world. This man's big. North Carolina, Charlotte. I want to welcome one of the great fathers that I see. I'm talking about from the internet, what I see on the internet. One of the great fathers that I see, and I believe it. The baby. Welcome to the 400 podcast.
That's a hell of an introduction, my nigga. I appreciate it. For sure. I appreciate y'all having me. What's the word?
Street certified real nigga in the building.
Know it,
yeah.
Man. My nigga. You know
yeah.
it.
And to be honest, I watch a lot of your interviews, and I can just hear it in y'all, like the tone of a, you know how you see the growth you've seen from the beginning of your interviews? Yeah. I can just hear it in like the tone of y'all voice, like, niggas is a grown man.
Yeah.
Elevating. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gonna be perfect. It's impossible. So we're gonna sit right here and fake it, but like, I can just tell in the tone of your voice, hearing it sitting across from you, like, damn, this is a different baby than I'm used to.
In a different space right now.
Yeah, than I'm used to hearing. So it's like, when I'm seeing it, I'm like, damn, I'm thinking I'm finna get somebody in here super over the top. And it's just like, I can tell, like, you homing in on, like, this is who I am. Like, how do you find space in that? Like, is it therapy?
Nah, I really ain't did a second of therapy. I ain't just, like I said, I just get around some love, you know what I mean? I do something I enjoy doing. And yeah, that'd be like my outlet for whatever.
Are you opposed to therapy?
Nah, not at all.
Like my therapy
just ain't did none.
Yeah, I feel like the gym. Like when I be in the gym working out, that shit therapeutic as
that
fuck
too.
For a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like nigga, that shit really like help a nigga get through the day, help a nigga get going. You know what I'm saying? Whatever a nigga got on his mind, nigga in that gym, nigga pushing that weight on that treadmill, nigga. That shit, you ain't thinking about that.
Man. That's a fact.
I gotta get in there, man. I've been in my daddy mode, you know, the new baby and all. I'm just eating and just daddying up. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We're bringing up like the daddy mode. Like, how many kids you got?
Four daughters.
Okay.
All girls.
All girls.
Ooh, wee.
Mm-hmm. All girls.
Ooh, wee.
Oh man.
You got straight. You got
girl
two.
Gang.
How many
I got
daughters
two.
You got?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
don't nobody love you like them daughters though.
Yeah, no facts.
What you just had?
I just had a boy.
Okay.
But
okay.
I got a daughter. My daughter 8.
Yeah.
Got Brooklyn and Sincere.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
That I finally got the, you know how you want the girl and the boy,
there
but you
go.
Got four girls. Like,
four.
Man, did that kind of like change your perspective? I always wondered this from dudes, because like.
I mean, from my first daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like my first daughter, man. I adore my daughters the most, you know what I'm saying? My first daughter, that's what really changed. That was like before I popped, you know what I'm saying? But that's when I really, like, oh yeah, for sure. Like I popped like the next year, she was one. You know what I'm saying? When I pop it out, yeah, I got that shit up out of there. Like, yeah, guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? That's what I told her when she dropped. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's just always been something I can stand on. She my number one fan. You know what I mean? She don't play by me at all. When it come to anybody, me, anybody and me is me.
Yeah.
For sure, she don't play that shit. So ain't nothing like that love from your daughters, man. And, you know, being able to goddamn be something your kids could be proud of. You know what I'm saying? That's therapy. That's more therapeutic than anything. You know what I mean? Being something your kids could be proud of.
It's prize pick time. Yeah, it's prize pick time. It's time to let all that barbershop talk about sports go to the next level by making daily projections on any NBA or NFL game. Prize Picks is a skill-based fantasy game where all you have to do is just select more or less on the players that you love to watch. If you really think you're a hooper, like my boy YG think he is.
Oh!
But you really just sitting at home on the couch? Use Prize Picks. You can get an entry in like 60 seconds. All you got to do is go over to prizepicks.com, use the promo code 400, and they will literally match you up to $100 on your first deposit. That means if you put 50, they're giving you 50. If you put 100, they're giving you 100. It's really that easy. All you got to do is go over to prizepicks.com or download the Prize Picks app and make sure you use promo code 400. Let them know we sent you.
How do y'all balance out four kids? How many moms?
Three.
You got one. I got two. I know it's in the beginning it was chaotic for me for sure. It was like, mm-hmm. Damn, how I'm gonna get two people that love me to get along, even though I'm only with one of them. So like, how do you like balance that out?
I'm doing great. I ain't got no problems on that end.
I like mm-hmm. to hear that.
I'm doing great.
I'm doing great too.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. Like, you know. Family first. The family got to be straight. Everything got to be, you know what I'm saying, right. Solid. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them kids got to be, you know what I'm saying, the situation. Whatever situation my kids is in, schools, whatever they got to be.
Top of the line.
Yeah,
put together.
Top of the line, solid. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what
I think
saying?
You don't get. I think you get your blessings when you take care of business like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to ask people that because I like to hear other niggas' point of view of shit because you'll be looking at it thinking like, oh man, my situation this, and then somebody else like, no, it can be resolved. You can, shit, man, I'm rocking out. I'm this shit going like it's supposed to. So I know mm-hmm. it's not impossible to do. So a lot of dudes out there, if y'all going through it, make it right. The kids are with
you. Yeah,
kids,
you gotta have
kids,
that balance
man.
And take balance, get that done.
Matter at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
When you looking at hip hop as a whole right now, do you think like hip hop is going down?
I want to know what you feel about that too. How I feel about it. I don't give a fuck where hip hop is.
Exactly.
Numbers, the streams, the ups. That nigga's gonna be ups. I'm a motherfucking rapper. I'm making music and putting this shit out. If it's up, if it's
there
down,
you go.
If
exactly.
it's whatever the fuck is going on,
nigga,
I'm rapping. Nigga, it's
exactly.
so what?
That gotta be the mindset, man. You gotta focus on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta focus on yourself. Walmart ain't worrying about what a motherfucking grocery store business coming at. They can't think about that. You get what I'm saying? They got to keep putting that food on the shelf, them products on the shelf. You get what I'm saying? And keeping it going. So, yeah, I feel that way about it. You know what I mean? We got to focus on our own journey along the way. Yeah, let shit unfold, have it do unfold. You know, it's our responsibility to adapt to the shit. You get what I'm saying? Other than that, everything.
Adapt and die.
Sure.
Facts.
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Like, where do you find inspiration to even still create music? Like, because I look at your story. When I look at your story as a whole, I'm mm-hmm. like, to be straight up, like, getting to face you, like, you a strong dude, man.
Yeah.
To keep pushing through everything and still being great through everything. I don't think you ever got a chance to really, like grieve. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, where do you find inspiration with all the shit that happened in your life? Where do you find inspiration to create music like still?
I mean, that's a nigga outlet. You know what I mean? Going back to like what I said earlier. And it's something I enjoy doing. It's something I love doing, just creating, period. Not even just with music, like on the whole film and the production side. I see just one of that shit too, yeah. That I got a passion for that too. That's something I've been, you know, pouring my own money into. Learn as much as I can learn about the entire time. So, you know, I got outlets in what I love doing and creating. Creating itself is an outlet for me. You know, I done seen a lot of shit, you know, from as a kid way before, you know what I mean? Anything, I saw a lot of shit early. So that's where a lot of my craziest ideas come from, you know. And early on, you know, learn to just shit. A lot of shit is like funny to me. Like you can find something funny. You find a way to enjoy yourself. But no matter what you're going through, you know, some of the funniest motherfucker I know, my crackhead uncle was my favorite uncle. You get what I'm saying? My nigga.
Really,
sure, that was my favorite uncle. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm like, you know, I learned early on, you know, you don't really gotta have shit to, you know, to still be that nigga, to still enjoy yourself or whatever. Right. But that also, you know, motivated me to go out and go get everything. You get what I'm saying? But now that you got it, it's just about, you know, finding ways to enjoy yourself and that's how I done found the balance, the middle ground to do it just with creating and, you know, taking care of my people and inspiring my people and just seeing the greatness, seeing the light in others and just helping them, you know what I mean? Open that light up and shine it on the world, you know, with what I do.
Yeah.
Nigga
can't wait to see a motherfucking film.
Oh, yeah, nah, for sure.
About a baby. I know it's coming soon. filming TV and shit. Like, nigga, that shit on the way. Be crazy, nigga.
For sure.
Nigga can't wait to see that. I'm
gonna make my mark on that lane for sure.
Yeah, no, you got it. I'm on it. Nigga already know you gonna do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
What's that TV shit you got going on? Like a script? You got something you doing?
Yeah, I got a scripted TV show. It's in the works at Amazon and shit. I've been working on that shit for like years and shit.
Yeah.
It's finally in the works.
You gonna act in it or you producing?
I created it. I'm producing it. I got co-writer credit. I'm starring in it. I'm doing a whole little shit. And one of the main producers, he did Snowfall and shit too. So, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really got, like, through some of the bullshit. Because that shit, bro, that shit.
Boy, whole nother world, yeah.
That shit a whole nother thing. So, yeah. But shit, though, the story, like, it's basically about the underbelly of Hollywood type shit. You know how when motherfuckers think of L.A., you feel me, they think of Hollywood, palm trees, the beach, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. But when you out here, and you be out here, you be hearing about all the shit that be happening on the dark side.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers coming out here, getting robbed, getting extorted, joining gangs. It's about that world, but it's told from a security guard company perspective. You know
okay, gotcha, gotcha.
And the security guards is all street niggas, you feel me, from the city. So, yeah, that's the storyline. It's going to be it's going to be like that for sure. It's going to be like that.
You got something you working on right now, like you directing, that you can talk about?
Yeah, my documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my documentary. It's going to be
niggas
like
need
a docu-series, too. So that's going to be some groundbreaking shit, something that ain't never been done before.
Got a title?
Mm-hmm. Should've told a therapist.
Hello. Dropping bombs on the 400 tank. Yo.
Yeah,
that's
dope, man. Should've told you heard it.
Like speaking
you heard
of a therapist,
it here first.
Looking at your life, and like I said, I hate to just, you know, all the shit you've been through, but I feel like as a black man, I have to like ask you this. Like, do you ever think you had a time to really like grieve? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like really take a time away from everything? Because like the whole family looking at the baby like the breadwinner. You the strong one. You the reason they still going is because of you. But do you think you ever had a time to really be like, sit back and like reflect and really get a chance?
Yeah, recently, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's like a space I just recently got in, like this year, 2023, you know what I'm saying? Up until then, hell nah. So that's why, you know, like I take like, you know, droughts I done went through and just, you know, times of motherfucking a struggle or whatever with my career or whatever, I look at that shit, it ended up being something I needed, you get what I'm saying? Ended up being something much needed. A nigga needed to get the car parked, you know what I'm saying? So I had time to get my shit together, really self-reflect, really, you know what I mean? Catch up with everything that's been going on with me. Cause, you know, as a youngin, like I've been new as a kid, you know what I'm saying? How to just, you know, sweep whatever I was going through up under the rug and keep that shit pushing. That's how we came up, you get what I'm saying? That's just the cloth I'm cut from. So that's, you know, going through some shit's completely normal to me. You know what I'm saying? I expect that in every era of life. I expect that shit. That shit comes in no surprise. Shit going too good, that ain't normal to me. You know what I'm saying? Shit going perfect, that ain't nothing normal about that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how it goes. You always
ain't
do
that fucked up that like us black people, like, nigga, that is regular.
That's
for
what
us.
I'm saying. It's regular.
Like, when
shit
is too good, we get scared.
Yeah, it's like no, hold on, man. Right. I want to just get somewhere and be still, then something going to happen. Yeah, but nah, man, everything a blessing at the end of the day. Everything is a blessing within everything. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, I really appreciate, you know, I didn't grow to appreciate goddamn, you know, shit I done went through. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Sometimes the bullshit save a nigga life.
I swear to God. Sometimes the bullshit save sometimes your, a nigga like, go fuck, and I, yeah. Sometimes a nigga end up going to jail when they would have fucked around and died. You get what I'm saying?
Shit.
Jail will save somebody like, what have you? You get what I'm saying? So, I'm a firm believer in everything happening how it's supposed to happen. And you know, just knowing as a man, you feel me, it's up to me to stand on our 10 and navigate through whatever. You know what I mean? That's how I'm set up.
Yeah. Shit, you ever thought about just setting the camera up and just letting your daughter just run free? Because she like everything. That's what they do anyway. Yeah, she can just get on there and say anything. And she just natural. It's natural.
Yeah, my
like,
kid's
you ever thought
amazing.
About that?
Nah, I mean, I don't force none of this shit I got going on my kids. Like, I let them, you know, choose what they want. They strong-minded girls, you know what I'm saying? Like, to my oldest daughter, they all of them, but, you know, the older they get, all of them, I see that quality in all of them strong-minded, brave, fearless. So, you know, I let them decide what they want to do, and I give them all the tools necessary and all the knowledge I can give them. and let them, you know, find their own way through whatever and just be there to support them and guide them. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Yeah.
Bro, that's really dope. I see, I be like, man, damn, she, like, you can see, you know how you just see it in some people, like, they ain't even got to do shit. And it's like the natural talent is just there without you trying. Like, yo, that, one of your greatest albums, to me personally, you got a shit ton of music, Kirk, like, naming it, you know, naming it what you named it, like, everything about it made fucking sense to me. Like, the time and everything is like, when I sit back, because I didn't really know your backstory, so now I'm like, damn, now I'm knowing the timeline.
Mm.
I feel like people really, to be straight up, like, people really, it's kind of fucked up to me because, like, the timeline of everything that transpires, like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, damn. When I'm putting it together now, you know, I'm reviewing it, going over, you know, I'm interviewing you, man.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going over and I'm looking, I'm saying, the timeline of shit is like, damn, a nigga was going through shit. Not saying you need a pass when you fucking up, but like, damn, my nigga going through shit, like, have some, show some compassion. So when you was naming the album that, going into making it that, with everything that was going on, how that feel to go back now, like, because we living for our last name, so how that feel to be like?
Yeah, it was an honor, you know what I'm saying? That was something I did just as a man, period, you know, dedicating that project to my pops and shit. And then he got to see me pop, like, before he passed, you get what I'm saying? So I felt good about that anyways. Had a conversation with him where, you know, he saluted me, let me know I taught him something. You get what I'm saying? I went against everything. Like, nah, fuck that. This is what I'm doing, and did it. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, I was really at peace with that more than anything, and being able to just honor that and carry the last name like a king. You get what I'm saying? That's what I did. This shit, number one album, my baby picture is sitting on the nigga lap. You get what I'm saying? That's that. It ain't no better way to do that. You know what I'm saying?
With the big ass Kirk chain.
Exactly.
You feel like, yeah. Nigga. That you year, know, you pulled, like, some DMX shit.
Let the world know the name, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, that's the way to carry that, man. I, you know, that was an honor. The pleasure was all mine to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying, as a man. Yeah, as a nigga, firstborn son, to be able to carry it like that, that's major. Yeah, that's how you want to go out.
Yeah, it's going to last forever no matter what.
That's a fact.
And that's what we doing this shit for shit to last forever.
That's a fact.
And when you doing it like that, it's going to last forever because it's pure. Shit,
exactly.
Pure. What I learned from you just watching your whole career, because I've been watching you 2016, something like that, and I was looking, I'm like, this is what it's like when a nigga don't stop. When you putting the work in, because everybody don't see you stretching for the race, but they see you breaking through the tape. Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to, like, appreciate the fact that you really did the real grind of this rap shit. I'm talking about, like, going on tours, vans.
Passing out CDs, like, passing posters, out the real on rap cars, shit. All that shit. Yeah, for sure.
You ain't like
sure.
Honey Bake overnight, just.
Nah, well, hell no. Nah. Hell nah. It's just when I caught fire, I lit shit on fire. I ain't stopped. You know what I mean? And luckily I didn't, because then 12 months in, we got this shit out of nowhere called COVID. You get what I'm saying? Man. So if I didn't come in, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
But you had a motherfucking number one through COVID.
Hey, yeah, I dropped.
I know COVID, you was high, you could perform.
Man, what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nigga, that shit was crazy.
Too hot. That shit felt like I was doing a bid somewhere. Like, I'm in prison just sitting back not being able to make all this money, man. And then, like I say, like, that was, like, how I was dealing with anything I'd be going through. Like, I'm just hustling. I'm too busy to goddamn deal with that shit anyway. You get what I'm saying? So when that shit, you know what I mean, kind of goddamn paused, you know, it gave everybody problems time to catch up with their ass. You get what
hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then shit, house. I don't know how many months into that, that's when my older brother committed suicide. You get what I'm saying? And COVID. COVID probably part of the reason it did. You know what I mean? One of the reasons that took a nigga, you know, up through that, took a nigga overboard. But yeah, like, so even with that, going on, it's like, boom, I'm sitting still having to deal with this shit. You know what I mean? Like, can't even go nowhere, clear your mind type shit. That's when it was, you know, it was serious. But yeah, man, you know, it's just a blessing to still just be able to sit here today in this position that I'm in this space that I'm in, and be able to, you know what I'm saying, find a lesson within everything a nigga done been through and shit. You get what I'm saying? To still be here holding it down for me and my people. You know, and just setting an example, leading by example, you know, for all the youngins in my life and shit and everybody else. I take care of a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a blessing to still be strong enough and clear minded enough to hold that shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Yup.
Yeah. I think it's a big sign of maturity for you to just be open about it like that. Like,
nah, for sure.
A lot of shit you keep inside and that make it worse. Like you said, being trapped in house.
Yeah,
COVID.
Man, it's negative effects to that shit for sure.
Hey, but I think what's gonna be fire is everybody seeing everything that you've been going through.
Yeah.
And like when you get your shit back to where you want it, niggas gonna see that. And niggas gonna be like, damn, we just saw this.
That's the story, that's the journey.
Uh-huh. This nigga came and got his shit back.
Again.
You feel me? You gonna be like, God, nigga.
And the documentary gonna be the entire outline of that shit, man. That's gonna be the motion picture, you know what I'm saying, made around that exact thing, what we talking about, bro. Just a story of resilience and just holding that shit down, you know what I mean? Thugging it out and getting back where you, not even getting back where you're supposed to be, getting further than you was before.
Exactly.
You know, I'm the one for that. I'm on that, man. Full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna put me in the video or what?
Yeah, God, I got you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, line me up, man.
That's
Let me get
ain't about shit.
Yeah, put me
I got one. Go. I got one. I'm gonna play for you before we got them. Get about it. I got
shit
I just did the other night.
Oh, for sure.
Some West Coast shit.
All right. Yeah. We got the big studio with the
speaker, them Osbergers.
Yeah, the Osbergers. We
got them at the crib. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I low key feel like
bitch is 40,000 a pop.
Hello.
Talk that shit.
Break the glass in the windows and make the neighbors call the police.
Yeah,
it's them.
Now I feel like the space that we in, the streets is dead. Like that streets is dying. You know what I'm saying? Like because now real life and the internet is starting to clash. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of hard to separate the real from the fake because the internet is giving voice to people that shouldn't have a voice. The code is being broken. Like not, you know, like. There's a solid code. And a lot of people think when we say the code, we're talking about gangs. No, it's just being a man. It's principles you stand on as a man. It's not no street code. You're a man. So I mean, how do you feel about the internet and the streets colliding like that?
Like, it's codes of the streets, too, that you stand on when you, like, if you feel like you a part of the streets or you a street nigga, it's shit that it's like, if you from the streets, it's certain shit that you don't do because, you know what I'm
you
saying?
You from the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, how you feel about all that shit? Like as far as like the internet is now the streets.
I just mind my business, bro. I'll be out here minding my business, man. I done learned I can't play both of them games. It don't work for me.
Yeah, no, for
sure. You don't get that luxury.
I just mind my business, you know. And get back to using the internet for what I was using it for in the first place. That's a tool. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's just how I navigate through that shit. I just use it as a tool and, yeah, and entertain myself for sure. There'll be some entertainment on them.
They do it.
But I don't get caught up in it.
Stuck on that phone laughing all
day. Nah, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's where I find my entertainment at. But other than that, you know, I mind my business through it.
No, to separate the two worlds.
You got to
separate the two worlds, man. Reality is, reality in social media is two different worlds. And like now that we're getting into that, speaking of like reality in the internet, you know that they said Bop was supposed to be a promo video, not like an actual video like it was.
My music video.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a promo video.
Yeah, the video I put out, that was just the last take of the whole day. So that was, we threw the shit on YouTube just because we was like, damn, this shit hard. Like it's the whole song, like in one take. And that shit did like 10 million views. And like less than a day, and we're like, oh no, that's the video. Just left it. And that shit ended up doing what it did. That shit it's almost at, what, like a billion views or some shit. I ain't look. In a minute, like 800,000 or some shit, I think. My that's highest dope. View video, but it was just the last take of the day. It's a one take. We just put the song on it.
Uploaded that shit sound crazy hearing it like that. Hey, what's the budget for that video? What was the budget?
Bop was up though, because we had dancers and shit in it. Whenever you got them dancers, they go by like that, what's it called, like SAG?
Yeah, that SAG.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta pay, you know what I mean?
Union.
Certain work. Yeah, the union.
That was
it.
Probably shit. A ticket.
Yeah, the union. Huh?
Was it a ticket? You think it was
niggas.
A ticket?
Nah, hell nah.
It was up there, though.
Fuck no. It wasn't nowhere near a million. It was 100 plus. 200.
Yeah.
100, 200 type.
Like, being that you're from the East Coast, who was like your go-to West Coast artist?
Go to West Coast artists, what you mean like growing
like that
up
you with. Fuck with like that.
I fuck with
hard.
I fuck with Jizzle. Fuck with Jizzle. Show like, for show.
Like is you saying like on some,
of all time.
I fuck okay, so all time. Snoop.
Told you.
For sure. That's my nigga. Snoop, that's Unk. I fuck with Snoop. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. Yeah. Got a real good relationship with Snoop, too. I fuck with a lot of niggas, though, bro. See, I was born in 1991, so, like, a lot of niggas. And, you know, L.A., a whole, like, even, like, my favorite movies, all that shit, like, that shit is, you know, them, that shit is about their culture. You get what I'm saying? Like, film and shit was out here. So, you know, like, in terms of, like, you know, we watch movies growing up, especially, like, in our era, the movies, that shit damn near raised us. That's what taught us how to be out here, you get what I'm saying? And that shit was, it's surrounded around their culture, you get what I'm saying? But I'm from the South, so, you know, it's completely different at the same time, you get what I'm saying? But a lot of, like, the morals and principles and what have you, you know, a lot of that shit, the movies and that film, that shit got a major influence, you know what I'm saying? Even with artists, like, it wasn't artists when we was kids, it wasn't artists, like, on like that from the South. The South got on a little bit later on, you know what I'm saying, in niggas' life, so. The West Coast had a major influence on anybody, I think, period. You get what I'm saying? Period. Period. Anybody. Unless they like just that. Born. Unless you just, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, if you were, you like a real 90s baby, like early 90s baby, yeah, the West Coast influenced anybody. You can't say it didn't because that's what you saw. That's all you got them saw for a while. You get what I'm saying? So, really, all them niggas, bro, everybody, all them niggas, just the sound, the culture, the swag, everything about it, you know that shit is appealing to a nigga being born in 1991, you get what I'm saying? And being raised in the environment, being brought up the way I was brought up, the type of shit we lean towards is, yeah. And you know, and that what I'm saying, like in terms of like who I fuck with today, I think Jizzle is the nigga. He like embodied that, like a LA nigga, you get LA what I'm nigga. Saying? That's how the nigga walk, talk, that's how he dress. He not, you get what I'm saying? Trying to be like the niggas goddamn in the South, this or that, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, the L.A. culture always been appealing to a nigga. You get what I'm saying? Both sides of it. You know what I mean?
You ever thought about living in L.A.?
Yeah, right before COVID. But then that shit, I was looking at spots and everything. Right before COVID, right when COVID hit, I was still looking at spots. But then that shit just felt, I ain't like I had felt. Felt like a ghost town out this bitch. Like when that shit first hit. Like
yeah,
L.A. took that shit serious. You get what I'm saying? Right through this bitch. I'm like, nah, I'm gone.
Hey, it was bad, and that shit fucked up a
then
lot
the back
of the
end, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that chili was, that shit fucked up.
Hey, but speaking on that, you made it out your city, for and you sure. Still live there. That's
yeah, for
the
sure.
Same type of shit,
uh-huh.
You feel me? I got going on, like, and, like, a lot of artists, just successful motherfuckers that come from, you know what I'm saying, treacherous places and ghettos, mm-hmm. And they make it out their cities, you know what I'm saying? They move away,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you, me, it's a couple other motherfuckers still living where they from, and that shit dangerous as fuck.
Nah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to still be living, you know what I'm saying, where you from, nigga, you feel me? I salute you. Because a lot of motherfuckers, you feel me, they get on and be out of there.
Yeah, they almost got to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, they almost got to, especially, you know, especially goddamn in certain places. It ain't big enough. You see what I'm saying?
Like, real, you know,
it just simply ain't big enough. Like you better get your ass on. You know what I mean?
Out
here, you know, you got more wiggle room. You get what I'm saying? But it's still close as hell, dangerous than a motherfucker.
See, but it's wiggle room, right? But like on a game, like I go to like Newport Beach.
Yeah.
Maestros.
Yeah.
I'm walking into Maestros. It's a group of gangbangers walking out.
For sure.
It's like, look, niggas having stare downs.
Exactly.
I'm like, bro, I'm all the way in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
You gotta understand, when you in L.A.,
mm-hmm. Politics.
And the niggas, whoever feel like they got some money, you know what I'm saying, street niggas with some money, they gonna go hit all the places that, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no low-key spot.
They gonna go to Nobu. nigga. Maestros in Malibu.
Nah,
Nobu, Malibu.
Facts.
They're doing all. So you running into these niggas like, man, what the fuck you niggas doing over
exactly,
here?
Like, exactly.
You supposed to be over here.
Like, uh-huh. I feel like the hood niggas got, these past couple of years, they've been having money.
Though. I'm getting saying, some money
they
everywhere.
They get some money now.
Niggas
they get some money.
Everywhere.
They get money everywhere, everywhere now.
It's the nigga getting some money everywhere.
Everywhere. You running into these niggas in the places you thinking that like, oh, I'm finna be ducked off.
Uh-huh.
You running into these niggas, you feel me? So it's like a nigga think he got some wiggle room. Nigga, on me, your ass get got.
Nah, for sure, for sure. You got to move smooth, L.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you might as well get the chef and stay in the crib.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I learned that. I just invest in my house. I got everything in that motherfucker. So I ain't got to complain. If I don't want to leave, I got everything in this joint.
Yeah.
Everything. I damn near don't got to go to the grocery store no more. I got everything in my house, and that's what I invested in. I spend my money on that versus other shit. Like, yeah, nigga, I got a car, all that type of shit. But, like, my house, I feel like this is where we come and we lay our head at the end of the day. So I feel like when I did get some money, I had to get up out of there. No question. I'm from a different part of it, though. It's like, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a smaller town, so you get some money. Ain't nobody else got no money. They don't.
And everybody gonna know you got the money.
Everybody gonna know you got the money. You can't even hide it.
Yeah, you from Watch. It's real grimy.
It's different where I'm from. Yeah. So it's like, when I did get the money, I still go there all the time. They love me. I get love. But live there, I can't do it. Yeah. I just can't. Do that mean I can't go? Hell no, they love me. But I know they'll take my ass out in a second for that bread.
For sure.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's better to be smarter and then I'm my kids. You know, my girl, take care of my folks and be smarter, not just think, oh, just because I'm him, I can do what I want. Smarter than that. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I get a lot of comparisons when you're doing videos to you and like Ludacris. Is that like your influence when you're doing videos?
I was influenced by a lot of them niggas, man. All them niggas, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Timberland, everybody, Missy Elliott, Enoch, man, Nelly. Yeah, everybody with different waves of niggas. Yeah. Like me being, you know, me being born 1991, like I witnessed like a lot of niggas like in their prime. Like the West Coast still had it when goddamn I was young. You know, like I done seen different regions goddamn had their eras within the music. So many different ones, you get what I'm saying? So I drew inspiration from all of it. It wasn't nobody that had it going on, you get what I'm saying? It did their thing, and I ain't take something from. That's how this shit go.
Hey, nigga, to be a rapper, like an artist, you know what I'm saying? But to be able to get behind the camera or with the camera crew and get your vision across and it come out like how your shit be coming out, you know what I'm saying? I salute you, because I know, yes, like, man, what that shit take. You feel me? That shit is not easy.
Yeah,
like,
nah, that shit ain't easy at all,
nigga, that shit ain't easy.
That nigga know something, man. A nigga done put the time and the effort, the energy, bread in the... trying to learn as much of that shit as possible, man. And, you know, spend my money, pay for the game. You get what I'm saying? I paid for that game, man. Spent millions on, you know, doing videos and trying shit. I done shot plenty of shit that I ain't never put out. You get what I'm saying? Just to goddamn turn my idea into a thing. You get what I'm saying? I got some dope shit, too, that I could put out. And motherfuckers probably be like, damn, like, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? Plenty. Yeah. Plenty, bro. But, you know, that's something I really enjoy doing. That's something I'm going to continue to do. And really, I feel like it ain't none of the movies. The movies I'm speaking on, that was filmed out here, that, you know what I mean? They show like how the culture was out here back in the day. And classics. Ain't none.
Ain't no fun.
Ain't none nowadays. Ain't none. And I feel like it's going to take somebody who got guts and you know, and who willing to jump out there and to spend their own dollars and to get the right people and put them in position and put the right ideas on that screen. To give this era some classic shit to hold on to and, you know, put the morals and them lessons in there, you know what I'm saying? They got them put the shit that we need to put on their mind. It's a lot of agendas being pushed, you know, from different directions out here in the world right now. But, like, we, you know, we could always rely on, like, a good hood movie or a good classic, a good, whether it was a comedy or whatever. The way it got like real substance to it and it got real underlying messages in it and shit that really teach you, you know, life lessons and, you know, how to get out. Like, if you live like this, these the type results out there waiting on you. You live like that. You know, these movies got these different characters. They got the character that flew straight, that went to school, that did right. You know what I'm saying? They got the character that's all the way out there. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, he gonna fade away before the end of the movie. He gonna die. They got the one that's his friend. They teach you about goddamn, you know, the company you keep and how they could potentially, you know what I'm saying, lead to your downfall or whatever, you know. So it was so many like real life lessons that was embedded in film and television when we was growing up. Not just film, television too. Even like the sitcoms, you got to think about them, like the Martins and the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, all them, the Steve Harvey Show, all them ain't none of that right now. But Mike Epps got a dope shit, the Upshaw's, his shit,
Upshaw is pretty dope.
Yeah, so that's why even like when I see, you know what I mean, like when I saw Jizzle announce what he had going on with the show and shit that he got, that he writing and shit or whatever, like that was dope shit. Like, that's something I'm big on, something I've been working on too behind the scenes, just, you know, making my way.
Yeah, nigga, see you hanging with 50 and shit.
Oh yeah, for sure, that's my nigga. That's
yeah, my I know nigga, y'all, man. Niggas up to something.
Yeah, nah, for sure, that's my nigga right there, man. Man, plenty. That's just a super solid dude, man. I got a great relationship with him. somebody that really want me to win, somebody really got my best interest at heart, man. And it's just a nigga I've been a fan of, you know what I mean, from the get-go, another nigga that, that got crazy influence, you know what I'm saying, on me from, you know, the music to the movie he put out to what he done did in film and television and just what he represented, period, you know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't have been around, you couldn't have been alive when that nigga era hit, and it ain't
No way.
It wasn't nothing like it.
I love seeing that shit 50 doing. Man, that shit like hard, real man. Street nigga. Like, he's doing it up. He's in control of it all. Number one.
He's doing it his way. You see what I'm saying? That's what you got. Nigga. That's about the only place now. You get what I'm saying? Like, on film and television, like, he got that shit going on. The way it's really showing, like, our side of, like, how this shit go, like, to the extreme. Like, it's really that crazy shit going on out here on a daily basis. It's a whole nother world. It's several different worlds that niggas ain't even, you know, niggas don't got the slightest idea about. He need to do some shit set out here. He need to do some shit set out in L.A.
Yeah. Like, I think him and Snoop was, working on, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I had seen, you feel me, they was working on Murder Was a Case or something. I don't know what happened with that shit, but I seen it and shit.
That sound hard.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out that nigga Fifth, though, doing it up.
Yes, my nigga.
Yeah.
You ever thought about just buying cameras and just going crazy or
something? I already got them.
Investing in equipment. He said he spent money on that.
Yeah, I already got them. I got the Ari cameras and shit. The shit they shoot movies and shit with. I got them bitches at the crib.
Mm-hmm. And you shooting I like to see that because it's like, like you said, it's tough to be able to tell somebody else, like, hey, man, I want this shit to look like this. And then you can get back there and be like, look, this really how I want it to look. And it come alive. I just be like, damn, like Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society. When I see them movies, I'm like, damn, I really got a homie like Kane. I really got a homie like Doughboy. I really got a homie that's just like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I think it's dope that y'all minds is like that to be able to create shit like that because we don't got it. And it can't come from somebody who ain't never lived it.
Yeah.
It can't. AI can't make it. AI can't make no movie like Boys in the Hood. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what mechanic machine this computer do.
Yeah.
It can't make nothing like that. That's authentic and real. Yeah. So I think that if I don't see a full-length movie, I don't want no short film. I want a full-length movie. I'm the baby for sure.
Nah, it's coming, man. It's coming for sure, for sure.
You working on the album right now?
Yeah, I'm always recording music and shit. So, you know, I plan on dropping my album with the documentary, like, same time.
Same title and everything?
Same time, yeah.
I think your performance go underrated too. I got to see you perform. I said, damn, the nigga sick.
Oh, crazy. Yeah, nah, man.
Like, I don't think it go like underrated. I think motherfuckers
understand. They know what's up. I hate to be the nigga go on that thing.
I remember nigga on a gang, I remember it was a BT Awards. You feel me?
Yeah.
My nigga came out with the
muscle suit.
Yeah, with the muscle suit on and shit. I'm in the crowd. I'm like, look at the hell, nah, look
for sure.
That nigga had that shit rocking.
And I was about 6 months in. I wasn't even 6 months in with this shit. I was about 4 or 5 months in.
Yeah, nigga came out.
I ain't rehearsed or none of this shit. I jumped straight off the stage and as soon as the beginning of the song, like, I'm in this bitch. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So now that's why I have my fun at too, man. Like, I enjoy that. I enjoy performing this shit, you know, because you can't make this shit up. You know what I'm saying? When you're on that stage, it's like, you know, you got to be him when you're out there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's a gang of motherfuckers who win this shit. Mm-hmm. But when niggas hit that stage.
Yeah, that stage. Yeah,
they ain't
hit
really
it.
Got it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's
an experience. It's like supposed to be an experience for a fan
it's
to go
a
out
gift.
There.
You got to be, you gotta be like that.
It got to be an experience.
You got to have that shit in you. You know what I'm saying? Facts. That's what you can't, you can't make that up. Motherfucker can't tell you, sit here, stand here, do this, look like this, and it work for you. Nah, they got to feel you. You know what I'm saying? All that shit you talking about, all that shit in there, you got to be able to make the motherfuckers standing in front of you, you know what I'm saying, believe you and buy into you, and you got to be able to move them in whatever direction you want to move them in, man. So, you know, I got a great respect for people who great live performers and who just, you know how to move a group of people and shit. That's a powerful thing. Yeah. I know the power in it.
Real superstar shit.
For sure, it's a powerful thing, you know what I mean?
Like, you got a nigga under the trance, like, just watching, like, God damn, they paid their money. They paying top dollar.
Yeah.
So why not put some effort into the show?
I enjoy, goddamn, you know, making people have a good time. Yeah, that shit went where it's at.
Like, and then when you bringing up live shows, like, what was the journey like getting back into it after dealing with all the being canceled, like getting back into the live
show. I had to thug through it. I was performing the whole time. You get what I'm saying? Even with whatever you got, you know. If I'd have stopped performing, I'd have just stopped performing. So it's just like, it's whatever, man. Even on the way up through it, like I done been in situations where I done perform for 2-3 people. But I perform in that bitch like when I leave, my voice gone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
So it's like whatever. It don't matter what amount of people that's in there, like I'm gonna put on like it's 10,000 people in that motherfucking, no matter what, whoever's in there, everybody that's in there, when they leave, they're gonna be a fan of me as a performer and, you know, have a respect for me and my art and what I do and how I'm able to, you know what I mean, display my art on a live stage, you know what I mean, or with a microphone in my hand. Show, so I just, you know, it's a blessing anyways to even be in a position where you can get paid to goddamn express yourself and perform your music anyway, bro. You know, coming from where niggas come from, so you know, it's just important to never forget how much of a blessing it is to be able to do that and get paid to do that and come, you know what I'm saying, looking good and goddamn have all these flashing lights on you and have people come to enjoy themselves to your music. You get what I'm saying? It's a blessing, bro. It ain't, you know, it ain't nothing better you could ask for. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, I enjoy every bit of it and try to make sure I keep myself in a space to where I'm enjoying it. I don't feel entitled to, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No type of response from no crowd. You get what I'm saying? That ain't what I come in there to make them feel me. And if they willing to spend their hard-earned money to be standing there or even be able to stand there, period, and face my direction, you get what I'm saying, and lend me their attention, you know, I owe it to myself and to them to, you get what I'm saying? Make sure they leave that bitch, you know, knowing they enjoy it, they still. Yeah.
I think you answered it perfectly because I was going to go into a question like, I remember seeing the show where you saw, you was just sold out show. And then when all the bullshit was happening, it was like, damn.
Yeah.
How you go from being, how did that feel going from like, I'm that dude and then poof?
It is what it is. It's a humbling experience. You get what I'm saying? Something that was much needed. It's all good. You know, you gotta thug through it. Like I say, it's whatever. You gotta adapt and you gotta appreciate the good, you know, and not ever give too much, don't ever give more energy and attention to, you know, the bad than it is the good. Every situation do for some bad days, you get what I'm saying? And if you walk around feeling like you ain't never do for no bad day, you know, you gotta readjust the way you think and the way you approach life, you know. Ain't nobody above no bad season, you know what I'm saying? You either goddamn quit playing or you keep going.
All right. On me, that nigga Molly said, you will never know how to appreciate a sunny day if it never rained.
Real like, shit.
on the game.
I think you articulate yourself like very well. Like, if you can go back to college, what would you have a major in if you can go back?
I can go back. What I major in. I thought about it. I actually thought about going back. I saw, who the hell I saw on Instagram the other day, where I was like, that's hard.
Yo, Gotti.
I said, that's hard. USC, ain't it? I said, that's hard. That's gangsta.
And then what he going for.
Exactly, you feel me?
Evaluating companies.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, oh,
he a dog.
Yeah, shout out Gotti for that, though.
For sure, that's gangsta. That's the most gangsta thing I've seen in a long time. But it'll be some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Something that I can really, you know what I'm saying, acquire some knowledge and put it straight to use. Put it straight to use. That's the only thing, and that's the advice I gave anybody that is going to school. I went to college for 3 years. Yeah. I dropped out because I got into some bullshit. That's when I left. You see what I'm saying? But I went to college for like 2.5 years.
Hey, how was the...
School ain't never been no school always been easy. Like, I'm the type, like, I don't study or none of that shit. I just come, boom, boom, and I pass. I saw some shit, man. You know, the internet shit be funny. I saw something where it was like showing like rappers' GPA and that shit. Like when they was in high school or whatever, and that shit had me and it said 1.7. I said, these nigga crazy as hell. This, I said, my mama throw her phone, goddamn, out of the window.
What point?
Nigga, I ain't never had no goddamn, never. And I don't think, you know, no disrespect to nobody. I don't think nothing cool about not having, you get what I'm saying? No good grades. It is what it is, but I ain't never had no, my shit. They way off. They my shit was like a 3-something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No matter what type nigga I was, like I always been, you know what I'm saying, intelligent. Always.
You know, I got a lot of like homies that's like real like street niggas, like gangsters, like shooters and all that. But you feel me, niggas graduated niggas
smart
school.
As hell.
You know what I'm saying?
niggas will blow your motherfucking face off.
I'm like one of smart the smartest niggas who was a dropout, but right. nigga, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, it was like, I was too doing too much fucked up shit. But yeah. you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of real motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, who graduated school and went to college and all that.
Don't let
you
know,
and it's people who ain't went to school that's smart as hell. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, school does what it does for, you know, it's for who it's for. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, look, you went to college, right?
Yeah.
I ain't never like been to college. I ain't even been to prom and shit.
Yeah.
How was the, like, everybody I talked to about the college shit, they always like, nigga,
movie.
Fucking bitches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You the college girl you the loved it. Was.
Bro, you would have loved it, bro. Like that's.
Hey, was you on campus with it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was up.
Yeah, yeah. I had that co-ed doing too. That's when it's girls on one side. Oh, yeah.
See, I'm mad that I ain't get to experience that shit sure. at all. Like, I'll be sure. hot.
That's probably a major reason why I ended up going too, because I went up there. But folks, see, North Carolina A&T, they have homecomings there. Yeah, that's a HBCU, like one of the biggest HBCUs in the South. One of the most they homecoming. That's like legendary shit. And get so it's like an hour away from Charlotte or whatever. But we used to go up there, like we in high school, we'd go up there for their homecoming. Yeah. So I really had already like saw like,
right, start lining
that
up.
Side of the that atmosphere, whatever. And it really wasn't nothing to it. It was something that my mama done wanted. So, you know, I went and did it for him. It really wasn't about nothing. It was easy. I must have enjoyed the, you know what I'm saying, the experience, you know what I'm saying, more than anything. Then, like, moved off campus with it the second year. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. But I'm like, I got to get back and get some money. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to say this, yeah. like what I learned, like, when I first had my first song going up, like 2009, 2010, I started moving around. I was like 19, 20, I'm moving around doing shows and shit. And what I noticed is like in the South and all that, on that side, like college is a part, it's bigger in the Black culture. Over
yeah, for sure, HBCUs.
Got the HBCUs, you feel me?
On y'all this don't got side, no HBCUs.
You don't got no Black college. So
y'all
like,
damn so dumb.
It ain't really a part of the culture, like going over there.
That's crazy.
I was going to all them homecomings and seeing. I'm like, oh, these Black people.
When I even think about that, nigga, that's crazy.
Shit going
y'all
up,
don't
nigga.
Got no HBC. That's damn near. We got more of them than we got. You get what
regular
I'm saying?
Regular college.
Like, shit, yeah. And our shit the other way. It's like,
yeah,
it's
got
the other
you.
Way around. And shit. So when I was out
the
there.
The gap in between is either this or this. Goddamn. Yeah.
Oh, God. So I started moving around over there. And I noticed, like, damn, like, nigga, like college, like, is a part of, like, Black culture heavy.
Yeah.
On that side. And a lot of our motherfuckers from out here, you feel me, they graduate high school. And they'll start
Atlanta.
Going with, like, an age. Mm-hmm. You see you and shit, like, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Right. So I peeped that shit, like when I was, like 19, 20.
Yeah, that shit different.
Yeah.
We don't got a HBCU, but USC right in the hood. Dead bang.
No, yeah. But we got, like,
dead bang in the hood.
See, we got, like, North Ridge and
yeah,
shit
little
like
local
that.
Jokers.
That's, like, the most ghettoest shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nigga, Cal State with fucking Dominguez.
Yeah, I like the Dominguez.
Yeah.
I like that Dominguez. I had a ball at that Dominguez, you hear me? Yeah. I hosted a little radio show up there.
Yeah. Nigga, that's the closest
Tubi
we got
movie,
to
Tubi movie, for sure.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
They compared Pop Smoke, may rest in peace, to 50 Cent. Like they was like, this is 50 Cent again, and you got a relationship with 50.
Yeah.
And of course, you was featured on Pop Smoke. Like,
yeah,
what was it like
sure.
working with Pop?
They sent me that song. They sent me the song after Bruh passed. They sent me that song, and I did the record. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope record. I did the record. Yeah, hands down, did it immediately. Sent it back to him. It ended up shit going number one and all that. I performed that record all over the world, bro. Niggas know every word of that song. So it's dope just to be a part of a song that helped carry a nigga name, you know what I'm saying, after they passed. Just dope to be a part of that, you know what I mean? Being able to do that for a nigga.
I don't think a lot of people put you in the space. Well, I think you a rapper. I see a lot of your freestyle. You a rapper? You can rap your ass off. But
yeah,
you know how
sure.
when you make a certain genre of music, they go, he ain't a rapper. So you talking about J. Cole, who was a rapper. What that's like? What that relationship like when y'all in the studio? You was two rappers.
Really not. When the song I did with J. Cole, we wasn't even in the studio together. They had sent it. And of course, you know, and this was 2019. J. Cole from Fayetteville. That's like 2.5-3 hours from Charlotte. You know what I mean? But it's still North Carolina. So him being like one of the only other like rappers that's currently in the game from North Carolina, of course, and it's J. Cole, it was an honor. You know what I mean? I did it, sent it back, then we did the video. That's when I met him. I met him before then. I met him like on some quick shit, like All-Star Weekend shit. In Charlotte. Yeah. It was an event we was both at when All-Star Weekend was in Charlotte 2019. It was like right when I signed or whatever. But then, yeah, of course, like, you know, when we shot the video, that's I spent more time around him then. But it was just dope to be able to work with him, man. It was an honor. Looking forward to working with him some more. Anybody on that level, you know what I'm saying? Anybody on that level, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to work with him and just showcase, you know, my ability to.
Yeah, my partner from North Carolina too, my nigga Ty Gurley, my nigga TG.
Yeah, that's my nigga too I fuck with, bro.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of, NBA Youngboy just dropped consecutively, back to back. So when I seen y'all work together, I'm like, damn, like, then he in this situation and then it was that situation. It's like, it was so perfect. I wish that the times was different because,
yeah.
Honestly, like sonically, everything, like how they put the album together.
Yeah.
Like whoever put the placement like this song need to go after this, whoever did this to this music, is so perfect. And it's like, it just sucked. I feel like the marketing couldn't really market it because of his situation. Like when the smoke clear, can we get more NBA Youngboy and more?
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, I would love to. Love that nigga. Love that nigga. Love what he represent. Love what he do, love how consistent he is, you know, how comfortable he is with being himself. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of respect for it. So now I love to do some music with him whenever, you know, time allow it. For sure.
Did you ever feel like when you did make the album with Youngboy, like the industry tried to make it be like a pick a side type shit?
Nah, I ain't thinking about none of that shit.
It's music, man. This is what this shit all about, the music. I feel like that. But I have to ask you, did you feel like that, you know? Nah. Like you picked the side.
Nah, I ain't thinking about none of that.
I respect it. Like I said, when I first really started locking in on your music, it was 2016, I believe. Yeah. Came across Animal. I'm like, damn, what was this nigga rapping on that? I'm going to run off as a 10 MO. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Because I had never heard a style like that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, and he just punching too. He going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the relationship like with you and Stunner?
Yeah, Stunner. I wish Stunner the best. Stunner out here doing his thing. Stunner doing his thing, you know. It's a pleasure to be a part of a nigga journey and be able to do something for a nigga, period, and help change a nigga life. You know, so anybody who I didn't ever, you know, helped out along the way or did something for, like, I'm just that type of person, you know. I do from the heart, so it's always good intentions with me. You know, I want to see everybody, anybody who got it in them, I want to see them shine. I want to see their light shine. So, you know, that's how I'm really rocking with anybody. Yeah.
Is it tough to be like an artist in control of other artists' careers? So you like, man, I gotta let that shit go and focus on me.
Nah, not at all. Like I said, you know, along my journey, anybody who I can help shine a light on, I'm the type of person I'm gonna do it. You know, I'm gonna do it. They don't even necessarily gotta be signing me or whatever. Like, you know, if I take a liking to something, I ain't a person that got a problem with, you know, doing whatever I could do for it or shedding the light on it or saying I fuck with that. You know, that's what I do. That's who I am as a man.
I think to even be able to take some of the star power and be like, look at them too.
Yeah.
That's dope too because you ain't got to do that shit. You don't have to do that. That's real. That's real.
Especially the way I did it, you ain't going to see it. You know what I mean? And if ever you do know, it's dope. You feel me? It's what you're supposed to do. Teach what's taught. You know what I'm saying? Pass that torch. Turn somebody else up, you know what I mean?
I think YG, you did it for a minute. You already disclosed, like, what that's like being an artist and then controlling, like, other artists' careers and then still trying to focus on your own shit.
I mean, it's solid. It's like everybody be having their team and shit, so it ain't really too much. It ain't really too much focus and the nigga got to do on some, like, everyday shit. It's just mainly the music and the creative, you know? You know what I'm saying? But, my situation with artists and shit ain't been like a nigga, like, I don't know. I didn't try, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all you can do, you know, put a nigga in the right direction.
Yeah, I didn't try. I didn't gave my little shit. I didn't help niggas and help everything. We all didn't help each other and all that. But I don't know. I'm on this 400 shit though. I'm into like creating shit and building like businesses outside of my rapping and all that, you know?
I respect somebody going, hey, man, I gave you an opportunity. I opened the door for you. Take that
no,
shit and go
all
crazy.
All my artists.
Yeah,
all,
go open that door and
like
go crazy.
Everybody that I like fucked with, like, they wanted to get dropped. Like, it was them. You feel me? They like, hey, I want to get dropped. Like,
let
damn, for real? Oh, I bet. Like,
you no, but you real for letting them go because not everybody going to let them go now.
Yeah, yeah, I could have.
Real for letting him go, too.
Mm-hmm. I could have shook night at some shit. For
yeah. Sure. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Because you played it. You played it. I respect
but
that.
But no, like, you know what I'm saying? Real player shit going on, you know?
Nah, for sure.
Rockstar went number one. Damn, nigga, shit going to go diamond. Pretty much going to go diamond. What
it's,
was it like?
It's,
was
it's in, knocking at the door.
Yeah, like, so, like, was y'all in the studio making that, or was that some more email
nah,
back
I did
and forth?
It. I had did it in. And I really left it open. Like certain songs, I just be knowing, like, all right, I love to hear somebody else on this bitch. And I left it open. And I had reached out to Roddy, shot it over to him. And he pulled up on me. I was out here, matter of fact. He pulled up on me.
Yeah, I remember
got
that.
Got on that motherfucker.
Like, I remember that nigga Roddy had pulled up on me at the studio. And then he, like, yeah, I'm finna go do this video with the baby. And he went to your shit right after. Oh, yeah, man, yeah. I remember that.
We shot the video out there.
Like right before COVID, huh?
Yep. It was during like COVID. When we shot the video?
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about when we recorded the song. When we recorded the song, that was right when COVID like first started, when niggas ain't really know what it
yeah,
was
like,
type.
Uh-huh. It was like on some February shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's when we recorded. Yeah. Did that shit at, where was we at? Chalice, I think.
Yep.
Chalice.
Yeah.
How long did it take for you like to lay your verses on that shit? How long did that take?
I had did it before. I did it like a week before, and then I had came back out and got it. But it didn't take long at all, though. Bro, did his verse probably like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes type shit, if that.
Do you think you ever dropped a song that nobody paid attention to, but you was like, man, this shit, oh, I want this. Oh,
I mean, I done dropped plenty of shit that I feel like, you know, I don't, bro. You know, my ability to create, bro, it don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, I don't look at nothing and just, like, you know, I have expectations for, like, certain records, like, I will here and there, but, like, you know, the best shit, the most successful shit is just when a nigga just creating what they want to create, you know what I'm saying, and putting it out that it always end up being the best music, bro, and the most successful music, you know, when you just creating what you want to create and how you presently feeling so you can carry it out, you know what I mean? Your plans and your ideas, you can carry them all the way out and still feel good while doing it. You know, it's going to reflect in the work, you know what I'm saying? It's going to reflect. You feel good about the song, the way you market it, everything around it, you know what I mean? It's something you can stand on and treat like you love it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's my approach, man. Whenever I create, it's just
one day I opened my phone and the first post I seen was you going across somebody's chin.
I don't know what you talking about.
Yeah, we don't know what you talking about.
You waiting on me to say something.
It wasn't you. I was waiting on you to say something. That wasn't
you. I don't know what you talking about.
I'm like, damn, that kind of looked like the baby a little bit.
I don't know what day you woke up.
Something better than that. I got some cherry bombs. I don't know if you heard about the cherry bomb.
What's that?
I told you I'm into creating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, product. Yeah.
Product and all that. And, you know, you feel me? I'm a fan of the music and shit. And you feel me from the lyrics of your music, like, it sound like you fuck a lot. You know what I'm saying? Not to be all in your business and shit. But, you know, so, you feel me? I feel like you would be the perfect motherfucker to give. You know what I'm saying? These cherry bombs.
What you got right here?
Male enhancement pills, you feel me? Dick pills. You going to put a hole in the bitch. You going to keep your shit up all night. For all the ladies just in here listening to us, I mean,
but
ladies.
Boy, Jizzle got the
excuse
cherry
my
bomb.
B-word. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they like that, though, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like that. You
all right,
but saying?
I'm going to take some of these with me cherry bombs, man. Yeah, about 400.
Yeah.
All natural. Say all natural, too.
Listen to me. You, we automatically, all of us all natural. All of us already all natural.
All natural. That mean it good
that's
for you.
That's going to, yeah, I took one. I took one now.
Yeah.
Listen.
Nigga pointed at me with it.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? You can call, you feel me? You can call niggas, you feel me? Like, I'll let you know who to call.
Niggas vouch.
Yeah, niggas gonna vouch.
I'm right here vouching. I thought it was a gimmick. I said, whoa, wait a minute.
I'm gonna support nigga cherry bombs by 400. We gonna see what they hit for. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna get
I like when we
update.
Do episode. I get to take me
update
2 days.
Update on
back.
The you want one of them motherfuckers? All right, but
oh yeah, I got
we gonna make sure we got them. Yeah,
like I know y'all probably didn't heard of the honey packs and all that and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
That type
of
shit. Yeah,
yeah, that shit bullshit though. My shit
they be having at the gas station at the counter. We trying to get your gas.
Yeah, my shit fucking over all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what it is. Cherry bomb by 400.
Yeah.
Cherry bomber.
Okay, so stand on sex and relationships. Are you currently dating?
Oh,
like you know, like when you go eat and movies and
I eat all the time, like movies.
I'm saying
shit.
Like with a young lady.
With a young lady,
yeah.
Right now, man, I'm focused on my career, man, and my kids. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's one of the
businesses and shit like that?
That's smart. Yeah, I like the way you answer questions. That's how I know you're really smart because see,
that's the truth. I ain't being smart. I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? Man, being honest, that's what I'm on right
you're
now.
You're saving a lot of money, too, by not going on the dates. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. Saving a whole lot of bread.
Going to eat ain't about shit, though. Going to eat is, you know.
I see you be cooking online, too,
I
man.
Cook, yeah, for
cooking,
sure. That's
cooking.
What I do.
That's, you can cook, too, now.
I've been doing that longer than all this shit. For sure, for sure.
We all done had our experience with women here. What's, like, one of the craziest things an ex ever did?
I ain't even finna tell nobody business on this motherfucker. I mean...
We players. You can tell a story with no names.
Craziest thing somebody did. I don't know, man. It's, you know, it get like that, man. Niggas done lived the life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let Jizzle. I'm going to pass that one to Jizzle. He probably got a better story than I got.
Craziest thing an ex did.
Fuck the homie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, hey, that's one. Yeah, you can, for sure.
Yeah, that's one.
Go, I was going to go fight the nigga for another reason. He's like, yeah, man, that nigga did fuck your bitch. I'm like, what? I didn't even know he did that.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm just going to go fuck him up for something
that's
else.
That's an easy one, for sure, for sure. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Broke my little heart.
Nah,
put
for
a little
sure,
heart
for sure.
Out of hand.
Your
bro,
chest,
bitch,
your chest
ouch.
Was hurting?
Fuck that motherfucker.
Your chest
ouch.
Was hurting?
Ran straight to that alcohol bottle. It got right.
Stood back. For sure.
Now, like I said, this is our version of a rapid fire question, line of question. But listen, we call it keep it 400. I don't want none of the. I know you see, you good at it because ever since we've been talking, you real good at it. You figured this interview shit out. So
good
can't nobody just ask you no question and you just answer. But I just want you to keep it 400 for us. I'm going to let YG take over.
I ain't told you no lie.
I'm going to let YG take over.
I ain't told you no lie.
Damn, this like nigga starting off like this.
Mm hmm.
He on bullshit, ain't he?
Yeah, right out the gate.
Sex or head?
Both of them.
Both. Top three to baby.
But
music.
But in head first.
Exactly.
Head
get first, it going. Yeah. Let's get
head
it going.
First. There you go.
Yeah.
Can't do one without the other.
Top three to baby music videos.
Top three to baby music videos. God damn. Damn. In no particular order, Suge, I gotta do Suge just cause, you know, Suge, I gotta say, I need you. I just watched that the other day. That's a throwback. I need you. And I mean, man, that's a lot of them, bro. God damn. I take that back. I don't know. Suge, I need you. And, well, whatever, man. It don't matter. I'm gonna throw
Bob.
Shit out. Bob. Yeah, there we go. Bob, for sure.
Bob.
There it is. I'm gonna let them three have it. I ain't even finna hurt my head sitting there. Got them.
Sure. How does female rapper out right now?
Sexy Red.
Hello.
Yeah. Fuck with Sexy.
If you wasn't a rapper or a creative director, what would you be?
He said porn star.
I'll be an entrepreneur. I'll be an entrepreneur, probably. Yeah. I'm gonna be good at I'm great at whatever the fuck I do, so I don't.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello. On me, I feel
I'm already way. I'm already more than that now. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, but yeah. I could be a lot of things, bro. You know, but a lot of things. I'm gonna say a motherfucking. If I wasn't a rapper or a creator, I'd be a motherfucking. I'd have went to the league, nigga.
Hello.
I'd have went to the league.
Most money you spent on a girl?
On a girl? I don't know how much I'd have spent on my daughter, but.
No. Kids is not included.
Kids is not included. I ain't that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
I take it. I ain't
that type of nigga. You feel me? Like, I'm one of them niggas where, like, you know, like my presence and you know, and like what I put on like a female mind, I inspire or whatever. I don't know. I'll let them tell it.
No,
but it ain't the bad. It ain't the bad. Not with me. That just ain't my game.
Yeah, that ain't P right.
Yeah, no, that ain't my game.
You lead with your pockets, you forever gonna spend with
them.
That ain't
my.
Hello.
Lead with your pockets, that ain't forever my vibe. With
your pockets.
Hello. I ain't trying to pay for you. I ain't trying to. Yeah.
Nigga ain't trying to buy your heart.
I ain't trying to buy your heart. I swear to God,
yeah,
I ain't
trying to do that.
Yeah.
Dream collaboration, dead or alive?
I'ma say Pac. Yeah, I say Pac.
For sure.
Yeah.
If you had to choose one producer to do a whole album with, who would it be and why?
Right now, First on the Track. That's my nigga. That's who I started with. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we making some dope music right now. We making some crazy shit right now. But yeah, definitely, it'll be him.
Rate 50 Cent shows 1-4 between Power, BMF, Raising Kanan, or Force?
Raising Kanan, BMF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Power and Force.
Yeah.
I fuck with all four of them, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, no.
But I put them in that order, that Raising Kanan shit. That shit, something. That's the best shit on TV.
Just talking about that earlier.
And it's probably them shits, they more urban. You get what I'm saying? Like, they touch on the black side of
shit.
More
relatable.
So, exactly. Like especially the BMF, like them type shits, that shit set on like the South, like I say, in terms of like, and like the first show that can represent it, like Southern culture, you get what I'm saying?
And it's real, you know it's about some real
shit. And then you know it's about some real shit. So that
real
just,
shit.
You feel me? Like that got
real
that,
black history.
Exactly,
nigga.
How that shit go on that end, and you know, that shit super dope, so I gotta put that one up there. Them was it.
What city got the baddest females?
Right now, probably Houston. Houston right
H-Town.
Now.
Craziest show story first to come to mind.
Craziest what, one more time?
Show story.
What you mean? Like?
Like.
Oh, like at a show?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, some shit that went down around my way. Craziest show story. Man, I don't know, man. I can't call it. I do some crazy shit them every time. I call that type shit normal, bro. I don't even got one for you. I swear. Crazy show story, goddamn. Going up there saying that dumb shit at Rolling Loud.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's the craziest. That's the craziest show story I got going and saying that dumb ass shit at Rolling Loud. Yeah.
I got a crazy one, but my shit a little different.
Yeah.
Nigga do the show, nigga hop off the bus. I mean hop off the stage.
Yeah.
Nigga going to my bus. I'm going to my bus. I hop on the bus. Nigga, two of the homies in there, butt ass nigga.
Hold on.
going up with the females and shit on the front of the bus. I walk in the bus, I'm like, man, the fuck you niggas doing? The fuck? Nigga, nasty ass nigga.
Where the driver be or what?
No, when you be sitting there, you in the kitchen at,
okay,
bro.
Gotcha.
I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Niggas in there going in.
Nigga had my mama on the bus, nigga. My mama like, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm like, no, you wanna come on tour?
Nah, for sure.
Tour life.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, no, that shit was crazy.
That's funny as hell.
Keep me the 400.
I really think this episode was dope. You know why? I think, like I said, people just create their own narratives. If you never say nothing, people just gonna say, oh, this kind of person, you that kind of person. I think that we touched on a lot of shit that is gonna kind of open that door to be like, hey, I'm actually really a human too, outside all this music shit, fame, what y'all think of me. I'm a human being, and I make dope-ass music.
Sure.
Understand what I'm saying? Baby, you got anything to say before we go?
Nah, it's all good, man. You know, support my nigga 100, support him 400 times.
Man, like
you did what
bro.
I'm saying, man. Dope platform, dope shit going on. Love and respect, everything you got going on. And yeah, that's just what it is.
Appreciate you for pulling up, my nigga.
You know,
real shit.
Appreciate it,
real.
Me. YG, got anything while we close it out?
Oh man, 400 game, 400 everything, you know what I'm saying? Real nigga in the building, you know what I'm saying? Love.
400.
Go to your local store and get the cherry bombs. Yeah.
400.